What is it you want me to do for you? What is it you want me to do for you? Jesus asks this question twice in today's gospel reading. And if asked this question, most of us could probably make a list about a mile long of the things we'd like done for us. Take care of the grocery shopping, get the kids' dinner made, get the homework done, cross the work project off the to-do list, and on and on. And that's just the surface level, day-to-day items that, if taken care of, would make life easier for you and I. That list doesn't even begin to get into the big concerns that we might like someone else, specifically someone like Jesus, to handle for us. Make the diagnosis go away. Tell me where I'm going to find the next paycheck. Help repair this relationship. Bring relief from stress. Friends, we are overwhelmed. We have a lot on our plates. We are inundated each day by more things to do, more news stories that shock or disappoint, more unrest in our world. You look up the word overwhelmed in the dictionary, and you'll find to bury or drown beneath a huge mass. And if that doesn't sum up what most of us are experiencing in some form or another each day, then I don't know what does. Today our text says, when the 10 heard the request of James and John to sit at Jesus' right and left hands, they began to be angry. And I get that anger. It does seem rather selfish and naive of James and John to think that they have any right to sit by Jesus' side. But then I remember what Jesus has just finished telling all the disciples. See, the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death. Then they will hand him over to the Gentiles. They will mock him and spit upon him and flog him and kill him. This is the third time that Jesus has told the disciples about his impending death. If I had heard three times that the man that I was following was going to go through such suffering, and likely so would I for being a follower, then I think I would want some kind of reward too, wouldn't you? To be told of the suffering that is to come and yet still be asked to follow along had to be overwhelming. And to hear again today that you and I are called to live this suffering, sacrificial life is overwhelming. There is enough going on in our lives and in the world without us having to suffer alongside Jesus too. We are overwhelmed. Beloved, God is generous. God gives greatly. God does all, provides all, is all. God's love confirmed for us in Jesus Christ is freely, graciously offered to each and all of us. Today we see Jesus encounter Bartimaeus, who has been blind, as far as we know, for his whole life, reduced to begging. So here is Jesus on his way to Jerusalem, and he's probably also feeling overwhelmed because he knows what suffering and hardship await him once he arrives in the city. He's surrounded by his disciples who are overwhelmed because their fear of what will happen to Jesus is just too much to comprehend. And then Jesus runs into Bartimaeus, who must have had his own feelings of being overwhelmed, what with living life on the street and being unable to see during a time period where disability was viewed as a punishment for sin or something to stay away from. Jesus runs into Bartimaeus. And even in his own overwhelmed state, even in the midst of his journey to Jerusalem, a journey that will get him killed, Jesus stops and offers healing to Bartimaeus. Go, Jesus says to him, your faith has made you well. This is the loving generosity of our God. God never stops giving. Jesus never stops giving. When it seems like he should have nothing left, still he has more to give. With his very life, Jesus continues giving. "What is it that you want me to do for you?" Jesus asks. "Because I'll do anything. I'll do everything. Because I love you." This Lent, our small groups are reading Jacqueline Bussey's Love Without Limits. And in her introduction, Bussey calls God's love offensive. She says God's agape love is offensive because it annoys people, it is scandalous, it has no bounds. It's a kind of love that is distended, swollen even, ever expanding and all-encompassing. God's love has no limits. God's love and gift of grace is for you. And there is nothing that keeps that love from reaching you because, beloved, God is generous. Siblings in Christ, we are invited to share God's gift of love. We are invited to spread God's generosity around. We are invited to make God's gift of Jesus, God's gift of love, known in the world. The blind man said to him, "My teacher, let me see again." Jesus said to him, "Go, your faith has made you well." And immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. Now, Bartimaeus may be feeling just as overwhelmed as James and John and the rest of the disciples, but notice what he asks for, or rather, what he doesn't ask for. Bartimaeus is not asking for power or prominence or fame or riches or status. He's asking to be able to use his eyes again, a basic need that so many of us take for granted. And more importantly, he uses that basic need to follow Jesus on the way. Immediately, he regained his sight and followed him on the way. No hesitation, no second thoughts or backwards glance. Immediately, Bartimaeus follows Jesus and shares the news of Jesus and the news of his gift with others. So, I wonder, what will you do with the gifts that God gives you? Money, time, family, friendships, work, play. What happens immediately for you? In the midst of all the rest of this busy, overwhelming life, how will you respond to God's sight-giving, life-changing, heart-altering generosity? How might your heart be opened, or for that matter, your wallet, or your calendar, or your home, as well as your eyes? Immediately, he followed Jesus on the way. You are invited to share God's love in all its forms. Children of God, each day you and I have more reasons to feel buried or drowned beneath the weight of all that we have to do, all that surrounds us. And like me, you very well may find yourself wishing or praying that God would do something for us. But through Jesus, God has done something. God has done everything, given you and me everything. So trusting in the hope and promise of that gift, what is it truly that you want God to do for you today? And if you got it, what would you do with it? Amen.